What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024, and weather-wise, not bad today, but, you know, we got spoiled at the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
A mix of sun and clouds today. Some areas could see some sprinkles, but otherwise, cloudy skies, high 62. So again, not bad, not great.
Yeah, I'm here for the 60s though. It's good.
Are you? Because when it's 73 in the studio, you have a heavy coat over your hoodie.
I've got my coat off today. You do. So I'm ready. I'm prepared.
Look at you. Coming up on the show this morning, we have this question.
Did you upgrade or downgrade when you took your partner's last name?
I bring this up because I stumbled upon a video on YouTube the other day. It was a video that someone had recorded off of the radio when I did this question years ago. And their response was so funny because apparently the maiden name was spelled L-O-S-E-R, loser.
Oh.
Although pronounced Lucier.
Okay.
So.
No one's pronouncing it that way.
They were a family of losers. Yeah.
Oh,
that's just how it is.
It's, yeah.
So that made me laugh so hard. I completely forgotten that question existed. I thought, we got to bring this back.
Yeah.
So tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Did you upgrade or downgrade when you took your partner's last name? Also, we're going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate to the delicious Qdoba.
Yes. You just got to listen up for that Qdoba Flavor Fiesta song of the day. And that is coming up in this hour.
Yeah, so keep listening this hour sometime. If you don't know what that song is, this is super easy. Go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. Tap that button that says Qdoba Flavor Fiesta, and that has an entire list of all the songs of the day.
Yeah, we give you the song.
That's it. We could not make it easier. I mean, we could just drive to wherever you are and hand you a burrito.
But that would make things
easier. We don't know you like that.
Yeah. It'd be weird.
Speaking of winning, there's also all that money.
Your first chance to win 30 grand in your hand. That is coming up at 8 a.m. powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant, Battle Creek.
Yeah, so good luck to everyone. All right, let's get this show started because we have lots of winning.
Let's do it.
We're not going to win. We're just going to talk.
Yeah.
Other people have lots of winning. Here we go.
103.3 WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with this question.
We'll ask you a silly little question. Silly little question.
Did you upgrade or downgrade when you took your partner's last name?
All you gotta do is tap that chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Obviously, this is a question. I shouldn't say obviously, but I have never taken someone else's name. So, with that being said, I can't answer, but you can, Jess.
Yeah, you know what? It is a downgrade when you have to get a divorce and then change your name and do all that stuff. That's kind of a downgrade, number one. Jones, for me, was a downgrade only because it's so popular, and that's why I changed it back to my maiden name, Poxon.
You were JJ. You were Jesse Jones.
Yeah, but everybody, like, then people call me Jenny. The people get mixed up with Jessica and Jennifer for some reason, so it
Jenny
turned into
Jones.
I could be Jenny Jones. I didn't want to associate with that at all. So, yeah, it was a downgrade, in my opinion.
We'll tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Angela says it was an upgrade. She says, we divorced but kept the name Christensen to Vanover.
Okay. All right. Christina says, my husband took my last name. Okay. So now he is Mr. Wright.
Huh?
I love that. She said, I'd say he upgraded.
Diana says, I went from H's on married and maiden name to a B now, and it suits me because I'm a brat. By the way, her last name is now Brat, B-R-A-D-T.
Oh, that is
so
great.
So she is officially Brat. And by the way,
hilarious.
A lot of the people that responded to this question really based it off of their new place in the alphabet more than if the name was good or bad. So,
okay.
So
yeah.
When I originally did this question years ago, there was someone that had the last name Lucier, but it's spelled L-O-S-E-R, like loser. So so her opinion was she could marry into any name and it would be better. And she said her brother and his sons would carry on the loser name.
Which
I found so funny.
Yeah, that
but
is.
But people this time seem to be very focused on their place in the alphabet, like you are in grade school and you're lined up by your last name.
That is so, does it matter still anymore? That's so
now,
funny.
As a grown up, I'm trying to think of a time that the last name placement mattered. It doesn't even matter if the DMV anymore. Now you just pick a number.
Right.
So I don't know.
It's just a win from your childhood, I guess.
So, was it an upgrade or a downgrade when you took your partner's last name? Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app.
Coming up next with Dana and Jess.
We've got your chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card.
That's right. You are listening for the Flavor Fiesta song of the day. And here's a big clue. It is coming up in minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with this question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Did you upgrade or downgrade when you took your partner's last name?
Give us your answer by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Christina says neither. Went from a cigarette brand, Carlton, last name, to an alcohol brand, Foster.
Darcy said, I went from a W to an H. It's not nice always being last alphabetically. See, people are very focused on where they are in the alphabet.
That's interesting. Rebecca says, I went from Van Lon to Van Lent. Oh.
What are the chances?
That is crazy.
I mean, it's barely different.
Yeah. That's so weird.
Debbie Davidson Lovely. I wanted to give her full name for this. My married name is Lovely. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. Well, upgrade.
Get those answers coming in or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Dog Days. On 103.3 KFR.
Good morning, Katie Timber.
Good morning.
It's time for Dog Days on 103.3 KFR. You can check it out live on the KFR Facebook page so you can see the adorable little kitty cat that Katie Timber from the SPCA of Southwest Michigan has with her. Tell us a little bit about Kirby.
This is Kirby, and I love Kirby so much. So even Frankie met her yesterday, and she was like, this is a special cat.
Oh.
By the way, can you remind the audience how old Frankie is?
Actually, she's going to be 3 soon.
Oh.
Frankie is 3 going on like 32.
So cute.
So that's a thing. So this cat, I think the reason why you love it so much, I can't speak for Frankie, but when I'm good with animals, like cats especially, I speak their language. This cat, when I do that, literally gave me the side eye and then looked at Katie like this guy right here.
And she did.
This cat's not impressed with my language.
At all.
Whatever. No.
Well, she's kind of like a dumpster queen, so.
What does that mean?
I think that's why we get along so well.
A dumpster queen?
She was left in her dirty carrier outside the shelter, which is so sad.
She's so sweet.
But like she
cuddly.
Is, I know, but this is her cleaned up. Much like myself, this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, whatever.
But she's just happy. She's like, you know what? I'm going to make the best of my situation. She's chatty, and her little face is that of a bobcat. You
it's
see that?
So cute.
It's a bobcat.
Yes.
No, it's a beautiful cat.
Yes. Want to smooch
Curbs.
It. Yeah.
Yes, I know. I love her.
So which, I'm assuming Kirby is available for adoption, right meow?
Right meow.
So she is. So come get her. Give her a nice, big, luxurious bed, so that'd be so cool.
Why is it that you and I always talk about we're going to look up some good cat puns before we have a cat in, and
one
then we
day.
Never do it?
One day we're going to do that.
I, I'll be feline fine when I.
Oh. You've been working on it. Yeah. You've been working on it. Don't let
We're going to have to put our paws together on this one.
I liked that one. That was good.
And she's getting jealous. The claws are coming out over there. All right. So if somebody wants to adopt adorable Kirby or another dog or cat at the SPCA of Southwest Michigan, let's give them the info.
So come on out. 6955 West KL. We're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 7 and Saturday from 11 to 4.
And before we let you go, I know this is busy season for you.
Yes, it is. So we have a lot of event announcements coming up for May. June is going to be crazy. So if you're interested in sponsoring anything, please go to our website, watch our Facebook, and all of our social, because we have some surprise events.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Very
cool.
Kirby
is just looking around. I love this. Wants to be right at home.
That cat is so chill.
Yeah. Is this a nice cat? Yes. I love her.
Yeah.
Well, as always, thank you so much for coming in.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR, powered by Fab Face and Body, a full service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess here. And listen, Saturday has become quite the Southwest Michigan holiday. And I'm talking about 420.
I almost forgot.
Now, as a young man that grew up with my father's Cheech and Chong 8-tracks, I knew about the 420 situation for quite some time.
Yeah, it's been around a while.
But now it's become quite a big deal now that we have legal dispensaries around West Michigan. And with that being said, Lauren Gordon is going to be out live celebrating 420 with Lake Effect this Saturday.
That's right. From 10 until noon, she'll be at Lake Effect on Southwest Ninja Avenue in Portage. And there's going to be a lot of fun going down.
Yeah, so listen, I can't run through all of the deals for 420 or any of the giveaways they're going to do. You're going to have to go and find out for yourself and why not. And they're sponsors of the Lauren Gordon Afternoon Show, which is amazing. Yeah. So, Lake Effect, 420. You don't want to miss it on 420 from 10 till noon right here on 103.3 KFR.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with
Have a Seat
on 103.3 KFR.
Will Smith is gearing up for his comeback after slapping Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars. His PR team is orchestrating a major publicity push for his return with Bad Boys 4. Sources say people love a redemption story. He will deal head on with the slap and how he has changed since then. It's likely he will also speak about his marriage to Jada after they secretly split up more than 6 years ago. The slap is still a bit of an elephant in the room, and Will is going to tackle it head on. He's booked to appear on a number of big U.S. TV shows.
I wonder if people on the movie set of Bad Boys 4 will be afraid to say his wife's name. You know what I mean? I wonder if there's going to be an entire, like, meeting for everyone where Will Smith is not invited. Yeah. Everyone's, please keep in mind to keep Jada's name out of your mouth. Let's just keep things cool. Yes. Or will it be the other way? They're like, oh, okay, you're fine now. Jada.
Yeah.
Just see what happens. What are you going to do?
Jada.
Will, have a seat, I guess. Just,
Yeah, I thought we were already over this. I think I could write the book right now about you and Jada at this point. We have had so much information right. about your life. We need no further explanations. So please, Will, have a seat.
And other Will Smith noises. I'm afraid of him now. Sorry, I'm afraid of him.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and Jess, I think there's one thing for sure that you and I can agree on. A bad haircut, it just wrecks everything.
Absolutely.
And I'm not being sarcastic. You come out of a bad haircut, and it's more than just that day that's ruined.
Yeah.
As a dude, it's a lot of hat wearing until the awkward situation grows out so I can get it fixed.
Yeah. And we just have to just deal with it. I'd rather not.
And the reason why I bring this up is when you find that hairstylist that like they just know your hair. They get it right every time.
Yeah.
You are so loyal. You and I have both talked about this off air, that we have driven stupid distances.
Oh yeah.
Like it. So
we're talking hours.
We'd have a hair person that would move. How dare they?
Yeah.
And like for me personally, once I had a hair person move an hour away, I started driving an hour to get my hair cut. What about you?
Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours.
I literally Woo! Have to take time off now to go get my hair done. Like I need like a couple days because I have to stay somewhere. Seriously.
That's wild. All right. So let's make sure we are showing our favorite hairstylists the love they deserve, because that's how important they are, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. You're going to see a button there for hairstylists in Southwest Michigan. Tap that and get your vote on. All of the people that are in this poll are in Southwest Michigan and were nominated earlier. There is a place where you can do a quick late nomination that will only be up for a day or two, just in case your favorite hairstylist has not yet been nominated. But again, WKFR.com or the KFR app, one vote per person per day. And in a couple weeks, we will have the results and find out who the favorite hairstylists right here in Southwest Michigan are. But first, we need you to vote. So go do it now.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook Friend of the Day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook Friend of the Day, like
Brian Stieber.
All right, so this is a four words with Lauren Gordon, and it says, met anyone famous? Describe them using only four words. And this is what Brian had to say.
Prince was eccentrically awesome.
Wait, what? Brian Stieber, this is the guy that does the Kalamazoo Poop Crew. This is the guy that has been in my backyard probably every week for years. And today is the day that I learned that he's met Prince.
That never came up. That's surprising.
This has got to be a lie. Brian, are you messing with me right now? Is this a lie? Because this is not cool if you're making this up.
He might be messing with you. Like, did he really meet Prince?
I need far more information. And until I get that information, you know, you're going to get this. Yeah.
Nothing. Go stay, sir.
Yeah. But if he did meet him.
One time, I was, my kid is much smarter than me. In fact, he's about to graduate college soon. But when he was little, he used to do this thing called math pentathlon. This very like smart, nerdy math competition thing where schools from all over would come. And this is when I lived in Indianapolis, and I was sitting next to a mother. We were watching our kids, and I think I had a Prince shirt on or something. And she goes, "Oh, I'm a Prince fan too." And we started talking, and she was at a club once where Prince showed up, and she said a gentleman came over and said Prince would like to know if he could dance with you. And so she said she spent the entire night dancing and hanging out with Prince, and said he was a complete gentleman, was never disrespectful, was never creepy, and at the end of the night kissed her hand, thanked her for the evening, and left.
Wow.
And I'm like, I just can't move without bumping into people who've met Prince.
That's crazy.
Why?
That is crazy.
I'm at my kid's math pentathlon. All right, Brian, you've got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
I guess thanks for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and for meeting Prince. You're today's KFR Facebook Friend of the Day. I'm not bitter.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body. A full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
It's the birthday banger. On 103.3 KFR.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Dion in Battle Creek. Turned 16 on March 28th, 2001. That makes Dion's birthday banger Angel by Shaggy. Girl,
you're my angel. You're my dog. I recently found out the voice that Shaggy uses, you know, the lava, you know, that voice.
Yeah.
That's not his actual singing voice.
No.
He was doing that voice for one song a long time ago for a demo, making fun of his drill sergeants because he was in the military. for many years.
Wow, I had no idea.
But the song did so well, he said, I've been trapped into doing this voice.
Oh,
that voice.
No.
Okay, with all that being said, I just found that fact amazing because he is singing in a way he doesn't want to for his entire career.
Yeah.
With that being said, I don't think that's really a birthday banger.
No, it's pretty slow tempo.
All right, so contestant number two is Julian Papa. Julie turned 16 on June 9th of 1984. Great year for music. That makes her birthday banger, Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Speaking of slow tempo.
Time After Time. Listen, this is one of the best songs of the 80s. But,
yeah.
But a birthday banger.
No. Not a birthday banger classic, though.
By the way, Cyndi Lauper, I just don't feel like she gets the credit she deserves for making the ginormous dent in pop music she made. She's incredible.
Yeah, so talented. Contestant number three is Brian in Kalamazoo. He turned 16 on May 18th, 2013. That makes Brian's birthday banger Can't Hold Us by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Man, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, they just owned 2013, 2014. And this song is
so
hot.
So good.
Yeah. I mean, clear winner, Brian and Kalamazoo, congratulations. We don't have any prizes for you.
No.
But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety right frickish. 103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess here, but it's time for us to go.
That's right, but keep it here because we are giving you that code for 30 grand in your hand. It's coming up at the 10 o'clock hour.
Oh, man, this is just $30,000. No big deal.
Yeah.
And best of luck. That's powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant in Battle Creek. Coming up on the show tomorrow, I don't know how this happened so quickly, but tomorrow's Friday, so Florida Man Friday.
Oh, fun.
We'll also have a Friday dance party for you and another chance to win a $50 Qdoba gift card with the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day. And we encourage you, go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. Tap that Qdoba Flavor Fiesta button so you can get a list of all of the songs that you're listening for. Because each one, $50 gift card.
That's right.
That's some yummy food. Jess, are you ready to go?
Let's go.
Let's get out of here. Have a great day, everybody. Be nice to people.
If you miss Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be streamed and downloaded and abused wherever you get your podcasts. Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.